بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with a large number of women from across the country. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on December 27, 2023. A few years ago, I quoted some words from a book written by a former US president, Jimmy Carter's book, A Call to Action. The statistics regarding sexual assault and promiscuity were truly horrific. And there is no punishment for sexual assault, but wearing the hijab is punished. Some reprobate, some villain harasses a woman who is wearing hijab. He is taken to court. In court, he stabs and kills the woman. And that is perfectly fine for them. Now, they might give the reprobate some time in prison for a while, but this attack on hijab and this confrontation with hijab does not get condemned as an atrocious act. Why? These are questions that haven't been answered. It, the West, wouldn't answer them because there is no logic behind it. An Iranian, for example, an Iranian official who participates in some big European or American conference is asked if he agrees with homosexuality. If he says no, they boo him. What is the reason for this? What is the logical reasoning behind it? There are no answers. In other words, there is no logic behind the West's conduct with regard to issues that are related to women and its behavior toward the women community. That is why it strongly avoids debates, talks, and discussions in these areas.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
As I said, they use various tools to advance their own viewpoint, and they are very good at doing these things. They make movies, write books and articles, pay money, make artistic, cultural and political figures to say the things they want, make international centers, centers for women's issues. These so-called international centers score, judge and place any country that disagrees with their outlook at the bottom of their list. Now, there is much more to discuss regarding these matters, and I have already addressed them extensively. I would like to summarize the outcome and basis of Western civilization's policy and outlook with regard to the very important, vital issue of women. Their outlook can be summarized in the two factors of seeking profit and seeking pleasure. And each has its own definition. I have previously discussed this idea of seeking profit, and time does not permit me to elaborate on this now. So that is the West's behavior with regard to the issue of women. Islam's outlook is the exact opposite of the Western outlook. It is based on logic and reasoning, and explicit, clear statements have been made in this regard. Let me tell you this, the issue of women is one of the strong areas of Islam. Some shouldn't imagine that we must just sit around and answer for women's issues. No. Islam has a strong logic and rationale for all matters relating to women.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me. me for more.